Hobgonas.
Alright, now great and basking day to you out there, my fellow Hobgonas fan. I greet you on this casual day. I tell you a little bit small joy in my heart. Haven't been that at least 3 points around this secured about wonderful team again. All right, my name never changed. My name is Roman Archangel Gabriel. Me, I no get wings. Me, I no fly. But you know the matter. Me, no fly boy. All right, I would like to come out on top of our game will happen today between us and Manchester United for inside Old Trafford. Yes, what a wonderful way of breaking a record. I tell you, no be sporting. Recorded on there for over 14 years. Yes, we do our best to make sure, say, we break that particular one as it hot for that particular one. Yeah, they talk record. I know some of them don't go understand what they talk, but I'll make it just clarify. You say, no, for over 14 years, that's since 2006, we Arsenal win Manchester United for Inter Premier League for them home movie Old Trafford. Arsenal don't fail to win Manchester United for their home since then, and right now, Per Emerick Aubameyang just break that particular record. Keep a new one in his name as it is hot for that particular, not just in his name, for the name of Arsenal as it be. All right, going by that particular game that yesterday, I must recommend Mikel Arteta for in mind selected players. Yes, I call him mind selected because it takes a very strong mind to take the kind of decision when he take his city, dropping out Dani Ceballos and Granit Xhaka to bring in Mohamed Elneny whenever they too good over the season. Nobody this season shall mark my word. This particular season, he has been a kind of impressive, but not like, unlike other seasons, he never did do so well. So, the confidence, the trust, Arsenal fans never still get upon him for this particular season to play with for a big match like this one. We still get availability of two other ones like Granit Xhaka and the man they call Dani Ceballos. But me seeing that that lineup yesterday, the first thing I talk about that lineup yesterday, BC, awesome lineup, good lineup. I was impressed with that lineup. Not for anything, because it didn't come out to be positive. I was impressed because I get a picture of just I've been create for my mind when I see that particular lineup. Yeah, starting in Thomas Partey and Mohamed Elneny. I feel say reason why he do. I'm like, what I'm gonna see for that particular lineup. As a matter of fact, they say Thomas Partey could play more of the defensive midfield. They go allow Mohamed Elneny to display within his feet offer. Don't forget, say this same Mohamed Elneny, who would they criticize? Now, player, when he may come for Arsenal, when he may start play for Arsenal, he was good. Now, just as time goes on, I don't really know what it can happen, but as the case may be, don't forget, say players, they fall out of confidence. So, I feel, say, that confidence he may come fall out of, it's not a bad thing, but now because he can't stay too long in falling out of his confidence, that make we Arsenal fans don't get confidence in him. But starting him for that particular game yesterday, it was an awesome decision from the man that they call Mikel Arteta, because going by his performances this particular season, he has been awesome. Go back by our champion, our Europa League game between us and Dundalk FC. We see what happened. He was awesome in that game. He played a full 90 minutes and he was awesome. So starting him in our game today, it wasn't a bad idea for me. You understand? Although most persons complained, even on top Twitter, most persons complained. But as for me, I've been feel comfortable with that particular midfield. Yeah, I would like to give kudos to the man what they call Thomas Partey. He was excellent yesterday. He was precise yesterday. He was awesome. Yes, in play, waiting really, Arsenal fans will expect him to do. Don't forget, say, this same wing where they occupy for Arsenal, now wing will only cry about over the time. Since we don't get the likes of Patrick Vieira as of then. I know I compare with Patrick Vieira because I won't make it run at his own pace. You understand? I know I can't compare that far. But then, as of that time of Patrick Vieira, don't forget, say, we really get a defensive midfield problem, in short, midfield problem at all. But since after that time, we're going to fluctuate for that particular wing. Today we'll get a better one, tomorrow we'll get a bad one, tomorrow we'll get a good one, like that. I don't feel call him saying he'll be the best for now, but I must say he's heading to be the best for now. So I must say, a good game from Thomas Partey. He really dispossesses every Manchester United player for that particular midfield, including Paul Pogba, Bruno Fernandes, McTominay, yes, he don't play defensive midfield, but then him feel the heat of the man that they call Thomas Partey. You see, as a player, one thing we our Arsenal players they fail to understand, we say, it is not bad losing the ball, but it is bad for you not to cover up for that particular ball we lose. Now, what if Thomas Partey get where Arsenal players no get? I don't know if it disclaim, disapprove Arsenal players' game, but I must say, now, waiting Thomas Partey get ahead of every Arsenal player, but that which I feel Mikel Arteta should imbibe that in every Arsenal player. Now, I still saw that in Mohamed Elneny that yesterday, but I feel maybe he may try to portray that act because of Thomas Partey. You understand? You will learn from each other. So I must say, the midfield yesterday was fantastic. Our defensive line, wow, kudos to the man, to the men in the defensive line. I don't know if you just give them only to one person, but I must say, first and foremost, Gabriel Magalhães, good performances from you. I mean, they cry when I don't see David Luiz, and because of recent, David Luiz has been a very good collab with the man that they call Gabriel Magalhães. But I must say, even without him yesterday, Gabriel Magalhães did his best to play everything he get to offer for that defensive line. Come on, a defender will get yellow card the first half of a game, still hold on to that yellow card till the end without collecting red card, and he still played a rugged kind of defensive line. My guy, Gabriel Magalhães, kudos to you. You were fantastic for that particular game today, what happened today. And also, Bellerin, yes, another man, Bellerin. I really, really enjoyed collabo with the man that they call William for the wing side. It was awesome in the first half. The only thing is, we'll not end up to get a goal for that first half. But then, I must commend the both of them for that particular wing side. It was awesome seeing the both of them playing that wing side, seeing the both of them and giving us good cross, good passes, and also good understanding. Now, coming to the other side of the defensive side, Kieran Tierney, yes, I don't really expect that awesome performances also, because to an extent this season, I mean, they can't lose mind for the man that they call Kieran Tierney because of in lack of creativity. But I must say, yesterday I didn't notice that much. He made this so awesome, and I like in collabo also with Bukayo Saka, in as much as it be say the man that they call Arawan Bisaka, but one gave Bukayo Saka a lot of headache. But I must say, he was awesome in the play, in the field of play that yesterday, in collabo with the man that they call Kieran Tierney, was awesome that yesterday. And Lacazette, yes, Lacazette, I know to see flaws for Lacazette that yesterday. Unlike our big top six matches, so they play, we know what they do, they miss a lot of goals, in as much as basically they play well, but they miss a lot of goals. But that yesterday, I must commend him and Per-Emerick Aubameyang. Good collaborator. In short, the whole team yesterday was awesome, beginning from the first half to the time we can score goal, we can try to. No, so after we scored the goal, we were trying to like hold on to the game, make at least go back home with a 3 point. So I must say, the guys yesterday were awesome, was perfect. They did a very nice job. The players, in short, everybody for that game, apart from the fact that they give Thomas Partey man of the match, I must say everybody in the game was man of the match that yesterday, including Mikel Arteta, including the two players who come in. Edward Nketiah, Mustafi, yes, they don't really give more, but I must say them to the men of the match. Awesome play. You don't take what I say, this kind of football from Arsenal like this. Yes, this is what we call Arsenal football style. That's the heart for that particular level. But I still must still fix in some odds what I see for that particular game that yesterday. We see they lack that 100% creativity. Yes, we needed a more creative player that yesterday. So Mikel Arteta, as they froze out Mesut Ozil, I beg, me could not say we need creativity for that midfield. We gave little creativity yesterday, but we can do more of that as they hunt for that particular level. My name never changed. My name to remember that angel will not get wings, that angel did fly, but in the matter, I'm mean a fly boy.
Hobgoners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.